San Francisco, 50 years ago, the summer of love. A time now synonymous with hippies, music, flowers, drugs. But it was also a summer of sickness. Free love meant venereal disease. Drugs led to overdoses. When one young doctor in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury opened what he called a free clinic, it was instantly mobbed because many young people couldn't or wouldn't go anywhere else. The California Report's health editor, Carrie Feibel, tells us how a revolutionary idea in healthcare is still helping people today.
Unlike many things from the summer of love, the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic survived. You can still climb the steep wooden staircase to the second floor and maybe get a peek into the exam room with the swirly psychedelic mural.
Pink, aqua, day glow orange. All of these exam rooms were painted in those day glow colors.
Pam Olton has been the lab manager here for 40 years, not quite since the start, but pretty close. Pam says the colors were for the kids, the hippies, so they felt safe, especially if they were tripping. In the summer of 67, and for years after, these were the patients that nobody wanted.
These people are out in the street, they're kids, they're dirty, they're a mess, but we have to, and they're addicted, but we have to take care of their medical needs first, and we have to be non-judgmental. They're human beings, they're somebody's kid, and we need to take care of them.
We were kind of the caregivers to the love generation.
David Smith was a young doctor at UCSF when he started the free clinic. He's now 78, but still works in addiction medicine. David says it's easy to romanticize what he and the other volunteers did. But opening the clinic was a struggle. Back then, the hippies were ostracized, almost as much as the homeless are today.
Some of us went to the city and said there's going to be a huge problem this summer. We need what we call then a hippie clinic. And it was soundly rejected by the health department. They had no interest in this. They said, we don't want to take care of them. We want them to go away.
If the hippies hurt themselves, well, lots of doctors thought they got what they deserved. Sometimes hospitals turned them away. And when they got sick or became psychotic from bad drugs, they were often shamed, restrained, or thrown in jail. But the free clinic offered something else.
If you were taken to the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic, you would be put into a room with a tie-dye and a talk-down guide and a lava lamp. You'd be examined by a physician to see if you needed medication to help you come down.
And it was free. Free of charge, but also free from hierarchy, moral judgment, and condescension. After the summer of love, the clinic continued as a medical refuge through the hard drugs of the 70s and the AIDS epidemic of the 80s. Eric Smith remembers going to the clinic about 15 years ago. He was living on the streets and using heroin. He can't remember why he went. He thinks it was some cut or infection, but he does remember what it felt like to be there.
Yeah, I do remember. I went in there, was a whole bunch of people hanging out. It was cool. How can we help you? People were eating. Some girl asked if I was hungry. She brought me a vegetarian burrito. You know, it was very welcoming. I didn't feel nervous or ashamed being in there. You know, I felt like, these are my people, they'll help me out, I can be honest with them. And I think that carries on right now.
Eric eventually got sober, and now he works for the clinic. One of the things he does is outreach for its second location in the Mission District of San Francisco.
Hey guys, Eus, what's up brother? You guys need any socks?
When Eric walks the neighborhood, he brings a bag full of medical supplies, and he has gloves, snacks, and toothbrushes.
You guys know who I work with, right? Yeah, I'll give you a granola bar, brother. I work with health. You need some socks?
You're the one that brings us bread.
The bread. I'm the bread man, huh?
Yeah.
None of the men are interested in visiting the clinic, at least not today. Eric smiles, hands out some brochures, and keeps moving. Before we hit the streets, he explained how he works.
First thing is I have to build a trust and rapport with an individual so they know no matter what they tell me that it's safe. And basically I tell them that. And if they want help, I'm there for them, whatever it may be. If you're hungry, if you need a support, if you need someone to talk to, smoke a cigarette with, whatever, come see me. I tell them where I'm at.
Some people start trusting Eric because he gives out food and supplies. Others, because they've been to the clinic before. But some trust Eric because they knew him back in the day, when he was homeless in this very neighborhood. There's one block that Eric knows particularly well, near the highway. It's a long alleyway with a tent at the far end and a guy painting a mural on a long blank wall.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, I'll tell you, I used to get high in this alley too. Right here. Right here. So I'm familiar, you know, so for someone who's come from the pit, I actually really care, I feel, for these individuals.
But there's no time to dwell on it, because Eric has spotted some new faces.
Hey, guys. You need any socks?
It's a man and a woman, cuddled together on top of thin sleeping bags spread over the hard sidewalk. They have a shopping cart, a cooler, and a puppy, a pit bull, flopped across their laps.
You want white or black?
White.
Socks and snacks?
Doing God's
work.
Socks, snacks? Hey, so you guys need medical attention at all?
No, we're okay.
Medi-Cal?
Yeah, we have a Medi-Cal, yeah.
Okay, so...
Where is the clinic? Yeah, because I have to get...
You see that red, you know that red building across the way?
I think so. We're not from here. We're from Mendocino County, so...
Okay, cool. So I'm going to give you some information right now.
Sean and Kat have only been in the city for a month. They need advice, and Eric has it. Like where to get day-old pastries. Where they can take a shower.
All right, so come holler at me. Here, let me write my name and my address on here, okay?
At one point, Sean mentions that he's worked in construction. He's a tile worker. Eric perks up. He hears a hint of pride there and senses an opening.
So you work?
Yeah.
You have a trade?
Yeah.
All you need is to step up, a hand up, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't you come see me, dude? Monday through Friday, just come down there and come talk to me, okay? Right. You guys use? I mean, I'm an old junkie, all right?
We're working on quitting.
Oh, what, heroin?
No.
Meth?
Yeah.
Slamming it?
No.
Smoking?
Yeah, we
smoke. Kat tells Eric she used to slam, meaning she used to inject the meth. But she says Sean helped her stop, helped her get off the needle. Eric gets a spark in his eye again. Giving up the needle is a small step, but a positive one, a little less harmful. Eric wants them to know he gets it. They're trying.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are together?
Yeah.
You're supporting one another, right?
Yeah.
So you guys... Come and talk to me, okay? Seriously, if you want any help at all right? I don't care if you don't want to recover or not, but there, you know, just to know that there's somebody out there. I used to get high right on this alley, dude, back in the day.
The kind of care Eric is offering, non-judgmental and compassionate, goes straight back to the founding of the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. Dr. David Smith, who started it all, says one thing he does miss is the intimacy of those early days. Volunteers from the neighborhood worked at the clinic. When money got tight, there were benefit concerts featuring local bands, like Big Brother and The Holding Company, during the time Janis Joplin was the lead singer. David lived in the Haight, and so did Janis. He remembers the night he saved her life.
There was somebody at our clinic that was close with her. Her name was Sunshine, and then she lived over here. I was near the Grateful Dead house, and we got a call that she'd overdosed. So we zipped up there, went to Narcan, and reversed her overdose. And she also did Dr. Sunday's medicine, so she was part of the community.
Down by a window, just looking out at the rain.
These days, the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic is part of a huge network of social service agencies.
I struggle with this, but the 60s are over.
After the Summer of Love, free clinics opened in Seattle, L.A., and Berkeley. And by the end of the 60s, the U.S. had dozens of free clinics, a third of them in California. All were founded on a simple principle David first articulated 50 years ago. Healthcare is a right, not a privilege, no matter how you look or dress or act.
In other words, when you get treated in a humane way in the medical system, the spirit of the Summer of Love lives on.
For the California Report, I'm Carrie Feibel in San Francisco.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate.